This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for I Knew You America. Preferred wellness providers are healthcare providers, and it's a network that we have growing every single day. Incredible. So your health needs really can be seen by so many different providers around the country. Prevention, lifestyle, nutrition, all of these are so important. So regardless of what you're struggling with, just understand that there's always help and there's always hope at the end of the day. Don't lose that. I don't care what you've been diagnosed with. Don't you dare lose one of the greatest things we have, actually some of the greatest medicine we ever had, which is hope. And hope is, I believe, one of the greatest pieces and one of the greatest gifts that we've ever been given. So whatever you're dealing with, diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, all these things, I like to call them health challenges. Why? Because you can call them disease, and we can call them whatever you want. You get diagnosed with something, have a bleak prognosis. But the reality is that they're challenges. And when you have a challenge, there's always the possibility to overcome. And on this show, that's what we want to see. We want to see you overcome. So whatever it is, I don't care what they've been diagnosed with. I don't care what stage it is. Realize this, the body can change, always. There's always the hope. There's always a potential. Ask any doctor. They've seen miracles. They've seen things happen that the textbooks just don't explain. Ask any doctor that's been practicing long enough, and they will say, yes, I have seen things that just blow my mind, that there's no research, no study, nothing. I don't know how that happened, but the person's well again. So don't you dare lose hope. If you start to lose hope, you call me. We'll talk about it, and we'll get you turned around the other way. 888-283-7272. The lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to go to Laurel. Laurel, welcome to the show, darling.
Hey, Dr. Asa. I have a little girl that will be 17 months old in a few days.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been a challenge, but it's been fun. We've actually seen Dr. Hardy here in Decatur, who knows you pretty well,
right.
And he suggested that I call you.
Okay.
Ever since she was born, breastfeeding did not work out for me, so we went to milk-based formula, which at the time when she was a couple months old made her have just horrible blowout diapers. I mean, I was changing her clothes 6 and 8 times a day.
Right.
So then we switched her to soy, which did the exact opposite and constipated her.
Mm-hmm.
We ended up on Nutramigen formula from the time she was about 4 months old till we transitioned her back to whole milk. She is still having problems with constipation. I've done tons of different probiotics. We've done lactulose that the pediatrician prescribed to us, which just, it was kind of the same effect, just the blowout. You know, we can never really find a happy medium with it. Right now, I'm giving her a half a capful of Miralax. I've broken it down now to every other day, but still the same thing. Sometimes she'll have 5, you know, dirty diapers. Sometimes she won't. And for the most part, you know, when she goes so much like that, there's, you know, it's like, I get reports from daycare, you know, I've got 2 or 3 different changes of clothes that are dirty. We have her back on milk, and since we've had her on milk, not only have we had the problem still with the constipation, but also her skin has been really, really dry, with dry patches. I don't know what to do. I have no idea. So help.
Bless your heart. Help, help. I know. It's okay. So you've done milk, but have you done raw milk?
Raw milk. Never even heard of it.
All right. I never heard of it. Raw milk would. That's great.
Take her to the cow.
Yeah, pretty much. The reason I'm laughing, that's so funny. Never heard of it. Yeah, they actually do have raw cow milk. It's not the kind that is pasteurized, homogenized. You know, when you go through the pasteurization process and the homogenization process, it's what basically keeps everything sterilized and, you know, keeps all the bacteria down. But what it does, it denatures the proteins in the milk, and so it becomes really hard on the body. The body has a hard time breaking it down, especially kids and infants, for cow's milk. Now, goat's milk is the closest, like if you're going to take a child off of breast milk and then go to another source of milk, you always want to go to goat's milk because it's the closest structure molecularly, all right, the way the structure's made, to human mother's milk. The body almost can't tell the difference. And I'm a big fan of raw milk. And what I mean by that is you don't go to the grocery store because they don't sell it there. It is not illegal to buy it, but farmers can't just sell it outright. They have to, unless they've got some, ability to do that, but they have to label it as pet food, believe it or not. And it has to say not for human consumption on the bottle. But it is the best, I mean, in my opinion, and I'm not telling you what to do with your little girl, but it is one of the best things. I mean, you know, I have a little girl, and just so you know, I mean, it's incredible. And every child I ever saw with some of the alternative doctor friends of mine and colleagues, that's what's always been recommended. And kids do very, very well. But that has to be a decision you make. Again, you know, I don't want to tell you to do something. You want to look up your own research and make your own decision. But because if you take the milk right from the goat itself, the proteins are as pure as they're going to be. And you think about bacteria and all that sort of thing. But you think about it, that's how we always did it. We didn't start pasteurizing milk and all that till later. And people didn't get sick. They've been drinking milk like that in the Bible. You think they had the big pasteurization? No, they went out with a big bucket and took it right from the cow or the goat. And, you know, everybody was drinking it at breakfast. So, I mean, that's just the way it's always been. You think about it. You always want food that we eat to be in its original form or most original form. And the more we mess with it, the more we mess it up, I really think. So if she's having constipation issues and you've gone and done everything, the options are goat's milk, which you can buy it actually like at Walmart or Trader Joe's or Whole Foods. You can actually go out and get it. And it is homogenized and pasteurized. But if you want to try that route first, I would definitely look at goat's milk, unsweetened almond milk, and look at coconut milk too. They're all really good. And figure out which one, you know, that she can tolerate. But the formulas and all that, I'm personally not a big fan of that route. That's just me. And I'll tell you that the dryness of the skin and all that sort of thing, fish oil, cod liver oil, fish oil, even for babies, it's critical. The omega-3 fats are vital. And like I said, I've got a little girl. I mean, for our own self, we've been using it since day one. Just look online, put in dairy farmers, local organic farmers, and probably 10 of them pop up. Westwind Farms, I'll tell you, is a really good one. It's over in Tennessee. They do it right. They are amazing. Phenomenal. You should see the facilities. It would blow you away. They do cheese. They do everything. I think it's westwindfarms.com. Thanks for the call.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885, or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 888-4885 or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states. To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Open 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Essie. Essie, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm living well. How are you, darling?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Yes. My question was that I'm a diabetic, and I'm also a heart patient, and I take a lot of different medicine, and by me being a diabetic, my sugar stays high a lot, and I trying to eat the right food, but it's still, my sugar still stay like 200.
And what are you taking medicine-wise?
I take the medicine. I take insulin also, and by me being a diabetic, I stay thirsty a lot, mm-hmm. and By being a heart patient, I can't drink like a lot of fluid. So.
So it's in a catch 22.
Hmm.
You're in a catch 22.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So you can't drink as much fluid as you want, but the diabetes is keeping you where you're thirsty all the time.
Right.
Are you overweight?
Well, my weight is, it's 230.
And how tall are you?
Huh?
How tall are you?
I'm 5'5".
So, yeah, you're overweight.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
But and you know what? I lost weight, but it was a lot of fluid on me. Because I had went back to my doctor. I was supposed to see him in 2 months. And I lost, like, over 36 pounds.
That's great.
Because I was 268 and I lost over 30 some pounds, and he was like, "Wow!" He say, "Keep doing what you're doing."
Yeah, I'm excited for you. I had no kidding.
Yeah,
that's
and
great.
You know, and I felt real good. You can tell that you know that I'm losing the weight is coming off, but damn, my problem comes in with with me being a diabetic and trying to. He gave me water pills. But worrying with the fluid, you know, that's on me. So that's my main thing, trying to keep my sugar down. But it's hard. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, you know? I understand. Well, what does your diet look like? Let's look at that first. So talk to me. What does a typical day look like for you, breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Just give me a typical day.
Okay, a typical day. I'm really not a breakfast eater, so... I'll eat some cereal.
Okay.
I eat me some cereal. Then, like, for lunch, I finally eat, like, a turkey sandwich. Eat me some, eat me a banana.
All right, so what about dinner?
For dinner, if my appetite is right, it varies. Sometimes I eat, sometimes I don't. I'll eat, it's hard because I might just eat another.
What did you have tonight for dinner?
Tonight? What did I eat for dinner?
What did you have tonight for dinner?
I had Italian sausage and beef.
Okay.
On a croissant.
All right. So here's the deal. Your diet's horrible. Period. So you've got diabetes, and you're eating total garbage. So there's your problem right there. There's your issue. You can't control your blood sugar because your diet is way off the map. And you think you're eating healthy, and I understand that in some ways, but really, really, you're eating a diet that is encouraging diabetes. So let me tell you how to fix it, okay? Remember this. Remember that when you're dealing with any kind of blood sugar instability in the body, what you eat becomes your best form of weapon against it, okay, against diabetes. So your food now becomes your ally rather than the one thing that in the past had made you become sick. It's the one thing that gave you diabetes because you were making poor choices over a long period of time. Now you're in a place where you can make good choices, all right? Because it doesn't matter where you've been, matters where you're going, right? So the choices you make now matter, and they matter every single day. You don't like eating breakfast, that's too bad. You're going to have to start liking it, unless you like diabetes. So you got to pick. And the reason is because when you slept 7 or 8 hours or 6 hours, your body's been in a fasting state. That's not good for somebody that deals with a blood sugar instability like you. And so eating breakfast is the most important thing you can do. Now, here's the deal. Breakfast and lunch and dinner have to be comprised of three main components, a protein, a fat, and a carbohydrate. Proteins are very important. Fats are very important for somebody with diabetes. Why? Because it helps regulate your blood sugar. For example, if you were to eat an apple, apples are pretty low in the glycemic index, but it's still going to cause blood sugar to rise, still going to cause the body to need insulin, which you're not really producing a lot of, and or you don't have the receptors for them. But if you were to eat a handful of almonds and maybe an egg with that apple, the blood sugar released from that apple, the carbohydrate, would be hard. I mean, just so minimal because the fat and the protein help regulate it. Okay. So what do you do? Well, every meal needs to be comprised of a lean protein source like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates, either fruits or vegetables, and a good healthy fat. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, any of those would be helpful. So what does it look like? Breakfast, 2 or 3 organic eggs, bowl of fresh berries. There's your fats. There's your proteins. Cook the eggs in coconut oil or butter. And that gives you a good breakfast. Now, do you wait till lunch to eat? No. Got to have a snack in between. Why? Because you got to regulate your blood sugar. And you're not going to get fat and you're not going to get bigger by eating more food. Why? Because the meals are going to be small.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about a brand new product I've been using that helped my memory and my focus that's all natural called Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain is a clinically studied dietary supplement that's been shown to help improve multiple areas of cognitive health on healthy subjects in peer-reviewed clinical trials conducted at the Boston Center for Memory. Right now, you can save 10% on Alpha Brain and all supplements from Onnit Labs by going to onnit.com/inshape. The best part of Alpha Brain, it is completely natural. That's what I'm a big fan about. Alpha Brain is comprised of earth-grown nutrients. It's non-GMO and contains no caffeine or gluten. Plus, you can try Alpha Brain with no risk. Onnit Labs provides a no-questions-asked 100% money-back guarantee. You don't even have to send a bottle back. That's amazing. Check out onnit.com/inshape. That's onnit.com/inshape. And save 10% on all supplements. Achieve a new level of memory and focus with Alpha Brain. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning, too. So I got on the One World Way at Lewis Beth, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my poor foot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Talking with Bruce going to the break and dealing with bruising easily. And so they can bump into anything, can, I mean, pretty much anything, and scrape your legs, you were telling me, and just bruises will pop up and just doesn't seem right. Gone to the doctors, and have they checked blood work and told you everything's okay, or have you not done that?
No, I've had blood work, and everything seems to be okay.
All right.
They always
say that. When's the most recent blood work that you've had done?
Actually, this morning, and I'm seeing the doctor next week.
Okay. If they didn't do these tests, I would have them do it. One is called ferritin. It is for basically the storage tank for iron. So, for example, in medicine, we typically do a CBC, all right? They're checking for hematocrit, hemoglobin, seeing if those numbers are up or down. That typically tells you if somebody has anemia or not. And It's pretty easy to look at, easy to evaluate. But a lot of times it can give you a false reading if you're only looking for the whole iron issue, okay? And for B12, there's a good standard test called methylmalonic acid, MMA. A lot of docs don't run the test. They run a simple B12 test. I don't like it. I don't think it's as sensitive and gives you as good information. MMA is a little bit more expensive. That's why I don't like to run it. But it gives you valuable information. Now, the iron, a really good test for that is called TIBC, okay, total iron binding capacity. Reason is that it will show you your iron levels. It shows the total capacity your body has and the ability it has to bind it and use it. Ferritin gives you the storage tank, kind of shows you how much you're holding on to in the body. And that gives you some really good clue. I think in that little scenario, folic acid is good to look at too. In that scenario, you'll look at it and say, okay, there'll be answers there. Because you don't bruise that easily and not something be going on. So it'd be good to have them take a look at that, ask your doctor, especially when you get the results back. If you don't see those tests on there, to ask them. Say, hey, would you mind running it? Would you mind checking on these tests? And, you know, all they can do is run them. I mean, most docs would, anytime they can get more information, it's only going to help them. So that's something I would look into. And then again, if it ends up being one or the other, you would want to take supplements or certain foods you can eat. So I would get those answers first. If you want to call me back on the show, I'd be glad to tell you what it means and kind of explain it more to you in detail. But they'll be able to come up with a good game plan for you. And sure, the answer lies in there somewhere. And you're probably just deficient at some level. Just got to figure out with what. All right. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. With questions about your health, you can go online. As always, getwellradio.com. Shoot me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. We're going to Lois now. Hi, Lois. Welcome, darling.
Dr. Asa, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a cousin. I kind of got guardianship of him when he was 14, but he went to the doctor the other day, and he's had hepatitis C, and I guess it's dormant or inactive or whatever you would say, but he's the doctor told him that his enzymes are up to 10.
Okay.
And that his liver's going to be going, and that he'll get real tired and everything, and I didn't know if there was something that he could take, you know, a vitamin or supplement of some kind that would help him.
Well, I think just looking at some research, you can get online, you can look at some things, but I can tell you some things that I've seen. If the interferon and standard treatments are not working that well for someone, then that's heavy duty medication. Right, 9 times out of 10, well, maybe a little bit less than that, but it works very well to kind of push it down and make it dormant for a period of time. Pretty strong and works quite well. So if that's not the case, the best he can do is working with his doctor. He can support the body, support the liver, support the immune system, and use things like milk thistle. There's all kinds of research on different herbs and whatnot that can support the liver he would want to look into. And, of course, eat as healthy as he can. I mean, that's something he would want to start working on, I'm sure. And the doctors have probably already told him that. If not, I would find a good nutritionist, registered dietitian that you can work with that can really get down to the nitty-gritty and start hammering out the details for him so you guys are not just winging it, reading some books and hoping for the best. You always need a coach. And as much as you have someone monitoring drugs and medications for you, probably your primary care, you always need someone that can handle the natural side of things. Meal planning, supplementation, so you're not just shooting in the dark and you're not just running blind. You can have someone to help you. So there's some good research out in the same things I talk about around that, but I'm just a bigger fan of really sticking to what the doctors tell you. I am when it comes to Hep C and when Hep C is active, because you don't want to mess around. That's when you don't want to play around. Just like you're seeing right now, the enzymes are up and the doctor's concerned about the liver shutting down at some level. And that's what you don't want. You don't want to be in a position where you feel like you're stuck, and you don't want to be in a position where you feel like there's no way out. And you don't want them to lose hope in the middle of it. So I would encourage you to kind of look into that a little bit more and maybe go to the doctor with him. Find out exactly some of the details of what, you know, the doctor's saying. I'm curious, just because with Hep C, it's rarely is it just all or nothing. There's a lot of in between. You know, kind of come and it'll go. The medicine will work, then it won't. And a lot of people see that. And then it can go into complete remission. So mental stress for someone on Hep C is a big deal. So if you can keep his mental side strong, keep hope in him, and a positive outlook through all this, that can make a huge difference with what he's going through. So just let me know. Keep me posted on how it goes. And I would look into some of the natural items and look into really supporting that liver. And from a more natural perspective and healthy eating perspective, to do that as well. Exercise, even when he gets fatigued, I'm sure he can ask the doctor if that's okay. But pushing the body to function as best it can, as best that it can during this time, is going to be your greatest asset. Because lifestyle choices, I'll say it 100 times over, is everything. They are everything. And when you're dealing with something like hepatitis C, even though it's viral and it can put a take a toll on the body, you want to do everything you can to strengthen the body, to lift it up, and to make a difference. And just keep me posted on all that. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Let's go to Daniel now. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, Dr. Acer. How are you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. I'm doing living well. What's happening?
I wish I was. I'm 51, I weigh 250, with truck drivers, have been for like 13, 14 years now. I was diagnosed with diabetes about 12 years ago. I've taken all the medications, but here recently, probably in the last 2 years, my feet, from the ball of my foot out to my toes, are numb 24/7. And now what I've been experiencing recently is when I lay down to go to sleep, they swell up and they really hurt, and it takes them quite a bit of time to, you know, get back to normal, which they're not normal because I always have the numbness in both of my feet. But another doctor had told me that if it's in my feet, the veins are already damaged, and my heart is probably the same way, too. What do you think about that? Is that true?
I don't know that I agree with that at all. Who told you that? Primary care?
Primary care. Yes, it was primary care.
Yeah. Well, I'm not knocking primary care at all. I was just curious. I have heard some of that. I've never personally seen it. I just, in my training, I haven't seen that. I don't know that I would agree with that. Now, let me get this right. In the last, how many months did this occur? Did this start happening in the feet?
It's been like this for 2 years. I've just, you know, let it, you know, I just get complacent with pain and I just forget about it. So it's been about 2 years now.
And all you've done is take the medicine like the metformin and whatnot, and that's it, right?
Metformin and gliburide, and those medications were keeping me fat. And that's what I was going to talk to you about. Me and my wife recently started juicing, and we've been on it for like 18 days now, and I've lost 16 pounds.
Congratulations. That's fantastic.
And it's really hard. It's really hard to do, but I'm starting to feel better.
Yeah.
And I'm not, because I guess my liver was bad too, you know, because I guess if you have a bad liver, I was always wanting to sleep, and that's not a good thing when you're driving a truck.
Right.
You know, I would have to watch out what I eat. But the medication was keeping me worse, so I just quit.
A lot of times it can really cause quite a bit of a challenge for vitamin B6. And vitamin B6 that's really good for these type of neuropathies is pyridoxine or pyridoxamine, either one of those. You can get them at your local health food store and whatnot. Do some research on it. Look it up. You'll see that in all the journals and everything else, they've done some studies, and that pyridoxine, the vitamin B6, is the biggest deficiency. And a lot of times people that take higher dose B6 possibly can get the neuropathies to reverse, if it is indeed possible. So you might want to talk to your doctor about that. And also, we've also seen great things, chiropractic-type treatments, okay? Chiropractic medicine. Working with a chiropractic physician, working on the nerves that go down from the lower back into the legs, into the feet, because that's where they end up, and that's where the pain receptors are for those nerves, and will kind of show itself, called dermatomes. A lot of times with diabetes, if you've got degeneration in the lower back, that can be one of the reasons even though the deficiency might be there with the B6, it's still triggering and affecting the nerves. You want to get that looked at. I wouldn't let it sit because you're 2 years in with it. That's not that long. You're not 10 years in, and they might be able to help. I'll get in touch with someone on that. All right, keep me posted.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you been injured? Had an automobile accident? Did you suffer a slip and fall or get injured at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why Accident Center USA can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that can help you get the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At Accident Center USA, we have doctors that you can trust that get you the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call Accident Center USA today at 888-872-8885. That's 888-872-8885. Or visit AccidentCenterUSA.com. That's AccidentCenterUSA.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, or had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that will help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Call 888-872-8885 or go to AccidentCenterUSA.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle
thrill of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. 1 in 10 adults may have diabetes by the year 2030. International Diabetes Federation predicts that at least 1 in 10 adults could have diabetes by 2030, according to the latest statistics. Now, in a report issued on Monday, the advocacy group estimated that 552 million people could have diabetes in 2 decades' time based on factors like aging and demographic changes. Now, currently, the group says that one adult in 13 has diabetes. So the figure includes both types of diabetes as well as cases that are undiagnosed, but there are a lot of those. Now, the group experts say the number of cases to jump to 90%, even in Africa, where the infectious diseases have previously been the top killer, without including impact of increasing obesity. The International Diabetes Federation said the figures were conservative. According to the World Health Organization, there are about 346 million people worldwide with diabetes, with more than 80% of deaths occurring in developing countries. The agency projects diabetes deaths will double by 2030, and he said the International Diabetes Federation's prediction was possible. So you think about it, our lifestyle depicts everything. And the choices that we make every single day, they matter. And until we teach our kids how to live a healthy lifestyle, until we make changes ourselves, we're not going to reap the benefit. And so really getting on a good game plan, I think teaching and educating, which is our passion here at the show, of getting the information out to people and then creating a good practical way to make changes, lifestyle changes in your life, and transform your health is the way to go. And we want to see that for every single person, I don't care who you are, so that you can make an impact on yourself, but also in and around those that you love. Smoking, they're saying, may risk disease by increasing hormones. Older women who smoke have higher levels of sex hormones than non-smoking women, which may increase their risk for breast cancer, diabetes, and other diseases, new research finds. Smoking is a known risk factor for a wide range of chronic diseases in women, as having elevated levels of female sex hormone estrogen and male sex hormones, including testosterone. But the impact of smoking on sex hormone levels in older women is unclear. Postmenopausal women, they say in the study, who smoked had higher levels of both male and female sex hormones than women who had never smoked or women who had given up cigarette smoking. The findings could help explain how smoking influences the risk for disease in older women. Study researcher Judith Brand of the Netherlands University Medical Center says this. She says, apart from the known toxic and carcinogenic effects of cigarettes, smoking appears to also influence the risk for chronic disease by changing hormone levels. Now, the study included 2,000 postmenopausal women between the ages of 55 and 81. Blood samples were taken from all the study participants and sex hormone levels were analyzed. And, of course, they found significant differences between those that were smokers or not. And obviously, this is not a ticket to go out and start smoking because it raises sex hormone levels. There's a lot of natural ways to do that. You don't have to lean on cigarettes. The nicotine mimics something very similar in the body called nicotinic acid. It's a version of vitamin B3, which is something to be looked at as far as sex hormones go because it does play a role in the pathway. But obviously, instead of smoking cigarettes, easier to do a supplement. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Our preferred wellness providers, healthcare providers in your area. Our team members are always standing by. They help you get the care that you need, this preventative and lifestyle-based care. Randy, you're next with us on the show. How can I help? Hello, Randy.
Hello, Dr. Asa. This is Randy calling from Ogden, Utah.
All right, Randy from Ogden, Utah. Welcome. Good to talk with you.
Hey, Dr. Asa. My question is, I just turned 50 here a few months ago, and I noticed that I seem to be much more prone to headaches after I have two or three glasses of wine or two or three glasses of beer. I'll have that before dinner, and then I'll wake up anywhere from 1 to 2:30, 3 o'clock, and I'll have a really bad headache. What is it that changes as you get older?
A couple things. One is your body's ability to absorb nutrients goes down. So it's kind of like when you're 20 and 30, in your 30s, your diet doesn't have to be that good, and your body kind of balances things. As you get older, your diet really matters. So lack of B vitamins and those sorts of things are going to cause the headaches to come. Dehydration, because all alcohol is, it will dehydrate you. It's not, building up your fluid intake and your water intake. So you could be waking up dehydrated around that time. That could trigger a headache. That's very common. But 2 to 3 glasses per day is a lot. Do you realize that?
Well, I'm not even saying per day. I mean, say I go a couple of weeks without having a drink, and then I'll have 2 or 3 glasses of wine before dinner, I'll still wake up that night and have a headache.
But on your non-drinking nights, you don't, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, it could be a couple of things. I would say the dehydration typically, or a lack of B vitamins, or because, see, the alcohol splits the B vitamins. It will cut it out within your body. So let's say you eat plenty of vegetables, but you drink 3 glasses of wine. That's enough possibly for your body to create a headache just from that. Some people have recommended looking at like a B-complex vitamin, maybe before bedtime or with dinner, and that can add extra B vitamins and possibly keep that from happening. So you might want to play around with that. But I would look up B vitamin deficiencies and alcohol-induced headaches. That is a typical trigger. CoQ10 can be a player too, so you might want to do some research on that one as well. I hope that helps. But it's another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. This is the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. And remember, regardless of the diagnosis you've been given, there's always a new prognosis. God can always make a difference in your life. The great physician has a prescription for you to always live with hope and live your best life now.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about a brand new product I've been using that helped my memory and my focus that's all natural, called Alpha Brain. Alpha Brain is a clinically studied dietary supplement that's been shown to help improve multiple areas of cognitive health on healthy subjects in peer-reviewed clinical trials conducted at the Boston Center for Memory. Right now, you can save 10% on Alpha Brain and all supplements from Onnit Labs by going to onnit.com/inshape. The best part of Alpha Brain, it is completely natural. That's what I'm a big fan about. Alpha Brain is comprised of earth-grown nutrients. It's non-GMO and contains no caffeine or gluten. Plus, you can try Alpha Brain with no risk. Onnit Labs provides a no-questions-asked, 100% money-back guarantee. You don't even have to send the bottle back. That's amazing. Check out onnit.com/inshape. That's onnit.com/inshape. And save 10% on all supplements. Achieve a new level of memory and focus with Alpha Brain.